It truly takes self-awareness, self-reflection, and learning to push the ego to the side and to tap into the inner hype woman that you've dreamed of being and yearning to have. What's up, Brat Babes? Angelisa here, and welcome. We are here in season three. If you didn't catch the welcome intro to season three, here we are. If you've been following me over on Brat Babes, you would have seen most, if not all, of my interviews with influential women, snowmobile and dirt bike athletes and influencers on my Throttle Talk live series on Instagram. And I'm going to shorten this up because I did talk about this in the Welcome Season 3 episode, but basically I got burnt out, took a year off, Brat Babe Social, took a year off from going live and started to focus on myself and my family. And it has done wonders for me mentally and physically. And there is a reason why I want to bring this up, because this is kind of the core of this episode. It was last August of 2022 that I decided to give myself a chance. Not that I didn't before, but I had these big goals and visions for a while now. And I've wanted to achieve them, but felt as though I used Brat Babe social media to hide behind the screen. I am very shy. I am not sociable. I'm not a good public speaker, but I really did use a social gram. I really did use social media, Brat Babes, to hide behind something and really depend on others to help me build this brand, when really I am the brand and I needed to start showing up for myself. It was 5 years that I hid behind the brand. And to be honest, there are a lot of women in the snowmobile and dirt bike community that can really make you feel small, unworthy, can make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, and that basically they made you up. And those feelings of being small snowballed into self-doubt, self-loss, and damaging confidence. And my true passion, here's my true passion. My true passion is creating film, developing, and telling stories. I've always been this way growing up. And when I first started Brat Babes back in 2018, I told my husband, Kenny, that I wanted to focus on YouTube to document my social rise and create my own women's snowmobile and dirt bike movies. So every year would pass and I would find myself crying to Kenny because I wasn't feeling fulfilled. That I really wanted YouTube to work, but felt that my personal brand and Brat Babes was just hard to manage, let alone it was starting to get very expensive for running both. If you don't know, a lot of the music that you hear on my YouTube channel, I would be using it for my brand, for my personal brand, and then also using it on Brat Babes. But because there was only one account attached to one YouTube, I would then get flagged if I posted it over on Brat Babes. The last thing I wanted to do was create a whole other subscription for all of my art, I'm gonna say, like for all of the artwork that I put into it. Would have cost me so much money and the copyrights. Oh my gosh. So a lot of my stuff on the Brat Babes YouTube channel is not available to other countries. And it just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense if I was trying to build a personal brand and just kind of make my own videos. So I said out loud, I am giving myself the chance to be consistent on YouTube because I know that I can bring entertainment, stories, and lessons learned along the way. That was August 17th of 2022. And if you're listening to this episode, if you're on YouTube or podcast, it is August 15th of 2023. So I'm just shy of a year ago. My promise to myself is that I would upload a video once a week, even if I'm scared, Even if I don't have anything to say, to talk about, to film, that I would still show up and do the damn thing and grab my camera and press record. Now, this is a long story, but at that moment when I made that promise, a few things happened. I began to understand my ego. I had to work hard to shove my ego out of the way so that I could stay focused. I got off social media, put my head down, and I got to work. I stopped comparing myself to others because at that moment, I realized that all of us are truly battling something that none of us even knows about. Now, this is nothing new. It's just something that kind of hit me and I guess gave me a permission slip to just start the damn thing. I also taught myself to be unbothered, and I reassured myself that even though I am scared to publish my videos on YouTube due to judgment from others, that I started to work inwards and learned that any type of reaction, negative comments, or the peeper creepers of Instagram, you know, the ones that are always constantly watching your stories or watching your reels or watching your posts, but never say anything until like that one wrong move or that one fail that you post. It wasn't until then that I realized that it wasn't me. I'm not the one who is in the wrong or not doing it right. I just learned that it's not me. It's not a me problem. It's a them problem. And again, we hear this over and over again, but I think until you are in a moment and you have this big realization that you, I guess, realize like, oh, that's what they meant. That's what I keep reading or hearing about. So those negative comments or passive aggressive responses are reflections of those that are experiencing some type of jealousy, or they are comparing themselves to you in some way, which is unfair. It's unfair to you and it's unfair to them. It was at that moment I started believing in a new belief system, I guess, if you want to call it that. I started putting it out into the universe that if those that are feeling jealous, threatened by my actions, and that are comparing themselves to me, is I hope that they can find it in themselves to show up the way that I can. Because it's not easy. Showing up, filming yourself, talking into the camera, it is not easy. There's a lot of limiting beliefs that you gotta like really push through. There's gonna be so many obstacles, and developing content. And like I said, putting yourself out there, the comments, the negative comments that are going to come at you is not easy to read. But when you can be in this state of mind where you can understand that the ones that are commenting negative comments or hateful comments, passive aggressive comments, it's because of their insecurities. So I hope is that they can get past those insecurities and push past their egos. And I hope that they can put themselves in a position where it scares them a little and that they can be proud of what they're doing. Because once they understand how hard it is to show up in the digital space, especially riding dirt bikes and snowmobiles, that is a whole game in itself. That's a whole can of worms in itself, or in a sport, a male-dominated sport. They will start to learn that it's the hardest thing to get vulnerable and to stay true to you. So once you've removed yourself from your ego, you begin to learn that it truly takes self-awareness, self-reflection, and learning to push the ego aside to tap into that hype woman that you've always dreamed of being. So how can you start being the hype woman that you've always wanted to be? How can you cheer your friends on, your competitors, and your colleagues? It's simple, but truly takes a lot of mind shift work. It requires removing yourself from your boots, whether it's snowmobile or dirt bike boots, and wearing other people's boots and seeing their obstacles and challenges from their point of view. We've heard that before, right? put yourself in somebody else's shoes. But it really does make a world of a difference when you start to understand that there is way more going on in somebody else's posts or reels. I hate that we're even talking about social media, but this is where it comes from. There is way more chaos and perhaps self-doubt when that person hit publish on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Threads, on whatever it is. But despite of being scared, they were brave enough to share, which is massive. So the next time you feel triggered, and I'm not sure if that's the word I want to use here, but the next time that you feel some type of weird emotions going on, building up inside when you see something, like jealousy, for instance, because Susie keeps posting about her triumphs when it comes to sledding in the backcountry, or when Sally posts about all those wheelies she's mastered on her dirt bike, remove yourself from that feeling as best as you can. Sit back and think about what steps Sally and Susie made to get to where they are now. What challenges and obstacles did they face to get there? Did you see that cliff Susie had to J-hook out of? And did you see her have a big panic moment with tears coming down her face because she thought she was a goner? And if she didn't know how to do that J-hook, she would have been gone. Or did you see Sally wipe out 5,000 times and feeling so defeated with tears streaming down her face, trying to wheelie? No, you probably haven't seen any of that because they don't post that. And so when you're seeing these things that other colleagues, other like-minded women in our sports that are like putting themselves out there, we make the assumptions and then we create these unwanted feelings. Instead of commenting something negative or passive-aggressive, I challenge you to take a moment and put yourself into that position and ask yourself, how would I feel if I received that comment? I don't think we do that enough. That's very rare these days. You don't want to be a keyboard warrior, especially when it comes to our fellow women. We need to hype each other up. We're not here to compare. It's okay to have competitive friends that make you want to progress, but we're not here to like shut anyone down and say that we're better at doing these things than the other. That's not what it's about at all. And if it is for you, then I would suggest maybe even taking up another sport, or maybe you can even challenge yourself to reaching out to that person that you're having these feelings with, and maybe you can have a conversation. It doesn't have to be a conversation about, hey, why are you always commenting shitty things on my posts? But maybe you guys can go for a ride together. Maybe you guys can both get some content together. Maybe you guys are actually one of the same person. You have a lot of same interests, hobbies, obviously, and that there's a lot of similarities between both of you, and that maybe you guys are actually really good friends. And maybe we are all really good friends. It's just these feelings do arise. And I think that our egos can get the best of us. So there truly is a story that goes way behind that perfect photo, that reel, that TikTok or YouTube that we often don't see. So again, rather than comparing yourself to these women, congratulate them on being brave by just hitting publish and share or post. So rather than comparing yourself to these women, congratulate them on being brave by hitting publish. Be that woman who lights other women up. recognize their bravery, recognize their courage, and most importantly, recognize their fear. That's how you can start to be the hype woman you want to be and that you desire. Those positive comments, responses, and kind gestures can go a long, long way. Even though that most of us feel we need to prove to others that we are the best at what we do, drop the comparison, drop the jealousy, and drop the passive-aggressive, egotistic nonsense, okay? It's just no room for that. Because when I see comments like that, it speaks volumes on insecurities, jealousy, and lost souls trying to find their way. And I often feel bad when I see hateful or unkind comments like this, because I know that it comes from a place of unhappiness. And that's just it. It's probably because they are unhappy with themselves, they're insecure, and that they're comparing themselves with you, or vice versa. You're comparing yourself with them. It's unfair to you, and it's unfair to them. So turn that around and be kind, be humble, and be nice. And next I want to say is find your purpose. Find your inner hype woman and be the influence you want to be on others today. The first step to finding your inner hype woman is clapping for yourself. When times were hard, when no one sees the behind the scenes, and for making promises and being disciplined enough to not let you down. Sometimes we feel we need to post all of these things of all of our hard challenges, like every single move that we make and all of this stuff. And at the end of the day, like, you should be proud of you for doing the thing without having to post about it anyways. So when you can learn to be your own hype woman is when you can start to be a hype woman for other people when they do start posting those types of things. Once you activate and achieve that first step, you will unlock the code of being your biggest hype woman and even bigger hype woman for others around you. And that is where the magic happens. And that's where the magic has happened for me. And like I said in the beginning, for mentally and physically, I feel so much better doing my own thing, having fun, and relearning how to be a beginner again and loving the journey of that. So be the vibe that you want to be. And that's all that I have for you today. If you're catching this on YouTube, drop in the comments of one of your bravest moments, whether it's in your sports or on social media, by hitting that publish button. I would love to hear your story. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a rate and review. I would be forever grateful for that. And until our next hangout, keep killing it safely out there, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye.